We have now on the Jennifer Zamparelli Show an Australian correspondent, and she's on the line now. Brona Ní Cullen, how's it going?
I'm very good, Jen. Thank you. What an introduction.
And thanks for doing this. So where in Australia are you exactly?
I am all the way down in Melbourne. I think for the first time probably in about 2 years, I'm probably in the safest place in Australia with all the floods and the storms and everything. So I'm nice and cozy all the way down south, which is great.
Let's talk about the floods. Where are we at now and what happened?
Oh, it's absolutely shocking, Jen. So like, just as Australia seems to be getting back to normal after COVID, and you know, with international borders being open after 2 years, our tropical states of Queensland and New South Wales, they just got hit with ferocious flooding over the past couple of weeks, causing thousands of people to become homeless over the past few weeks as well. So they started in southeast Queensland near the city of Brisbane on about the 23rd of February. And they've already, unfortunately, claimed the lives of 22 people. But not only that, Jen, over 2,000 homes are now deemed inhabitable in the state of New South Wales alone, and over 15,000 homes have been flooded in Queensland too. I've seen reports of, you know, the water being as high as 8 metres in some parts of Brisbane. Over 1,000 schools have been shut down. People in affected regions, you know, they've been urged to evacuate. The public have been, you know, advised to to avoid any non-essential travel. Food shortages have already begun once again, you know, to take place across these areas. And of course, restaurants and food shops take a whack, just like they did during COVID. But not only that, all tons of fresh produce has been destroyed at the moment. There's a severe lack of cabbage, lettuce, cauliflower, herbs, you know, in the cities of Sydney and Brisbane, and where 35% of farmers can't be accessed because of the floods. But, you know, for the ordinary Joe Soap, Jen, like, it's catastrophic. People are looking out the window. They can see cars and rubbish floating by. We've seen reports of people not making it out of their cars in time when the flooding hit them. We tragically lost a worker, unfortunately, there last week when he was in the middle of rescuing a family from their home. Hundreds of roads are being closed off, leaving thousands of people stranded. A colleague of mine just sent me a video there during the week from her local supermarket, where a young man was standing on a surfboard, sailing his way down the street because people can't use their cars and it's just too dangerous to walk.
Some Irish callers we've had on from Australia have really been shook by this. How are the Aussies reacting?
Like, it's mad that you mentioned that, because just before I actually came on, I saw an evening show this evening where, and a news report where the Irish singer-songwriter Áine Turrell told the programme 7:30, you know, how she lost everything in the flood. So it's not just the Aussies, like, there's a lot of Irish people up there too. And she says she has emergency housing for the next month, but she's unsure of where herself and her family are going to go after that. The Aussie locals that have been affected, you know, they're condemning the government that the lead rescue team is the SES, which is a voluntary rescue organisation. Phone services have been significantly impacted because of the floods, so a lot of people were unable to contact emergency services for days, leaving them stranded. Others have said that it's going to take them weeks to just clean the rubbish alone caused by the floods, and that the affected areas won't be back to normal for at least another 6 to 12 months.
Oh my gosh.
So there's a lot of anger up there at the moment, you know, and we can see that the rain is kind of lifting at the moment in Queensland, but like, the rivers and the dams, they're still widely overflowing in certain areas. Like, the rain seems to be making its way down south and into New South Wales, and the Bureau of Meteorology has announced that the average total rainfall for this week alone, Jen, is 1.5 metres. But just to put that into perspective, the average rainfall for the entire year in New South Wales is just over 500 millilitres. So that's three times the average in just 1 week than what we should be getting in the entire year.
Has Australia ever seen anything like this happen before? Like, are they in denial about climate change?
Oh, hugely in denial about climate change. Like, and, you know, Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister, is under severe scrutiny this week, just after coming out of self-isolation from COVID. Unfortunately, Australia is no stranger to floods. 2011, we saw a similar situation, and those floods took the lives of 33 people. You know, Scott Morrison comes out and he says, look, we're here to assist in everything, but he didn't act quick enough. He claims that there's been four times the assistance of the Australian Defence Forces this year than there were back in 2011. He's also, you know, announced a disaster recovery plan. So adults affected can get up to $1,000, children affected can get up to $400. But Scott Morrison, or ScoMo, as he's known here to the Aussies, because they love to abbreviate everything, including the Prime Minister, he wouldn't have the best track record, Jen, when it comes to leading a country through a natural disaster. You know, we saw back in 2019, not sure if you remember, but there was parts of the country that were just ravaged by bushfires. And he just skipped off to Hawaii for 2 weeks with his family. But
I mean, read the room. Read the room.
Yeah, I know.
My God.
You know?
Okay, so, well, it is crazy. And keep us updated on that. Now, let's talk about something a little less, well, way more less serious than the future of the planet. Is the future of Ramsay Street? I mean, is it really all over for neighbours? Talk to me.
Jen, everyone needs good neighbours, or so the famous Aussie soap drama has told us for the past 37 years. And I think not only like is Australia famous for putting some shrimp in the barbecue and for some crazy mullet hairstyles, but their passion for creating good soap dramas like Neighbours and Home and Away. Oh, absolutely. Puts them on the map, you know. So it is with a heavy heart, I have to say, that it is getting cancelled this year due to a lack of funding, and the UK company Channel 5 are pulling out. However, there still may be hope, because the Australian broadcaster Network 10 has said that it's still going to on the lookout for a new partner to work with it, you know, to keep it on air. But filming will stop on the 10th of June this year. And it has not only shocked Australia, but I think it's shocked the entire world.
I'm glad you're taking it as serious as I am. You've even got a clip here for me. Let's have a listen to this.
It's a really nice gesture. It is. But I mean, you must know it's not possible.
Why is it not possible? Unless you don't love me anymore.
What? No, you know I love you with all my heart, though, but Michelle, you're 16.
So? Girls get married a lot younger than 16 in other parts of the world.
Yeah, well, this isn't all over the world. I mean, it's here, okay? I mean, here you're supposed to finish school and start a career.
All that I care about right now is us being together. And if getting married to you means that it's going to keep you in the country, then I can't see a problem.
Brona, who is this Irish backpacker in a very problematic storyline?
Oh, Jen, he is heartthrob Conor O'Neill, who is played by the Belfast actor Patrick Harvey. Do you remember him? Like,
no.
Oh, Jen, you're obviously not a true Neighbours fan.
No,
I had the biggest crush on him. The biggest crush on him when I back in 2002 when he was introduced in, you know, to Ramsay Street as an Irish backpacker, and he came on board and he got into a few bit of muddy waters in terms of visas and everything. I suppose as anyone who has migrated to Australia will understand the absolute pain of a work and holiday visa, you know, where you can only have one employer for a certain amount of time. But poor old Connor, he was illiterate, couldn't read, and I suppose in true Irish fashion, you know, saw the Aussie law more of a guideline than a rule. And yeah, he ends up nearly getting deported because he broke the terms and conditions of his visa. But as you can see there, his girlfriend, Michelle, proposes to him. And
well, to keep him in the country. Let's talk about Paddy's Day really quickly. We're looking forward to St. Patrick's Day here, but you've already been celebrating. What were you at?
Oh, geez, what weren't we at, Jen? I think there's more of the question. So although it was only the 13th of March yesterday, we decided to celebrate Paddy's Day a little early. All around Australia, we saw people dressed up in green, drinking pints of Guinness, Irish dancing about the place. Here in Melbourne, I attended a St. Patrick's Day festival in St. Kilda, and the crack was nothing but 90.
Oh, we have a clip. We have a clip.
We do have a clip.
So just tee up this clip. What am I playing here? Is it a tram, is it?
So the festival wrapped up about 9 o'clock, and of course the Irish party had to continue on to the fifth province up the road, but we had to get a tram onto it. So I took my friends, and who was an Aussie as well, and we were meted by an old-fashioned sing-song on the tram, and I'm sure the clip will, you know, tell all.
That sounds frightening.
It was brilliant. I'm sure the Wolf Tones saw a surge in their Spotify streams this morning because the whole of Melbourne probably heard us singing. But sure, look, it was great crack and yeah. We deserved it.
Yeah, you absolutely do deserve it. You've been through a lot. And listen, thank you so much for giving us that report. Stay safe, Brona, and I'll talk to you again. That was our Australian correspondent, Brona Ní Chrillín. Just amazing stuff, giving us all the news from down under. And we'll be right back after this. RTE.